First reading from today is from Exodus chapter 16. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from the heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.'" Second reading is from the Corinthians. "I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, it is not a sharing of the blood of Christ. The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." And the last reading is from John. "Then Jesus said to them, 'Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.' They said to him, 'Sir, give us this bread always.' Jesus said to them, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Let us all pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, and thank you that again this morning, through confessing our faith and confessing our sins, we have received your forgiveness. We have received the peace of Christ. Thank you for music, and thank you for our children and their beautiful voices as they lifted you up in worship and praise. Thank you for your word that is like bread to us, that nurtures us and feeds us. And so as we're about to listen to the message you have for us today, we pray that your Spirit will open our hearts and our minds to receive what you have for us in store. We ask that in the name of Jesus our Lord, the bread of life. Amen. So one of my weaknesses, you know, is fresh bread, okay? Spread with butter, you know, thick butter, right? It's almost, you know, I almost like it more than chocolate, to be honest. Do you like bread? Anybody who does not like bread? There's probably nothing that smells better in the air of a kitchen than freshly baked bread. The fragrance can fill a whole house. It can create an appetite. Now, most of us eat bread almost every day as a daily food staple. We enjoy it at breakfast with toast or bagels, or like I said earlier, even with a Danish, some of us. We enjoy it with sandwiches at lunch, rolls at dinner. And bread today is as important as it was throughout history. To have bread is to in many ways be rich. To be without bread, that staple, is really to be poor. Now, we've talked about ashes, we've talked about salt, We've talked about water, and last week we talked about light. Today we're talking about bread. We're taking a closer look at bread, and more specifically the bread of life. When God, many, many years ago, delivered the Israelites from Egypt, before they left Egypt, he told them to make unleavened bread so that they can take it with them on this journey. It had no yeast in it to cause it not to spoil or rise. However, soon the bread was running out. And that's what we see in our Old Testament reading this morning. The people of Israel were wondering and they were grumbling about how and where they would get more bread. And then the Lord told Moses that he would rain down bread from heaven for them. And God kept that word, and he soon provided a layer of thin flakes on the desert floor for the Israelites to collect every morning and feed their families. And it was called manna. And they were also told to only collect enough for the day and nothing more. However, some collected more, and when they did, it became smelly and full of maggots the next day. In our gospel reading, Jesus calls himself the bread of life. And as he's talking to the crowd, he says to them, remember, it wasn't Moses who gave your forefathers bread every day in the desert. It was God. God sustained their lives day in, day out with manna. God kept all the people going with physical bread. But then Jesus says to them, but only I can give you the true bread from heaven. Bread that is eternal life. Spiritual bread that can never spoil, unlike the manna. My Father provides you eternal life through the bread from heaven. And that, he says, is me, Jesus, the Son of God, standing right here in front of you. He said in John, I'm the bread that gives life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert and later they died, but the bread from heaven has come down so that no one who eats it will ever die. I'm that bread from heaven. Everyone who eats it will live forever. My flesh, the life-giving bread I give to the people for this world. So the Bible doesn't simply equate loaves of bread with physical life. No, it equates Jesus as the only source for spiritual life. And that is why Paul later said Israel was led by Christ even in the Old Testament. Talks about their forefathers and he says, all of them also ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink which flowed from the spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ. This is all the manna that the Israelites ate and all the water they drank was really Jesus Christ. He was the final and ultimate source for all of that. And he still leads and he still sustains his church until your life ends when you will enter heaven. He still feeds you with the bread of his holy word and the bread of his holy sacrament. Jesus says in Matthew, human beings cannot live on bread alone, but need every word that God speaks. And he was quoting Moses, by the way, and he says, it takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. St. Augustine, a faithful early church father, described teaching the Bible like opening or breaking open a loaf of bread. And so you see, however God's word is brought to you, whether it's through scripture readings or a sermon or a poetic hymn or a praise song or a devotion, it is all bread for your soul. As long as it leads and as long as it points you to the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ. Now, with all of that in mind, there's another aspect of bread we need to talk about today. It's the bread of communion. Jesus also uses the bread of his holy sacrament to feed and sustain the church until he returns. And so Paul says in 1 Corinthians, when we drink from the cup that we ask God to bless, isn't that sharing the blood of Christ? When we eat the bread that we break, isn't that sharing the body of Christ? By sharing in the same loaf of bread, we become one body, even though there are many of us. So this bread, the bread that you will eat from this table behind me today, is not ordinary bread. It's not just any sandwich bread. No, when Christ's word is spoken over it, it becomes a visible sign of something internal and something invisible. It becomes a means by which God works in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't believe that the bread or the wine or grape juice are physically transformed into Christ's body and blood, like some others believe. But in these simple actions, when we partake of the bread and the juice, we experience a profound mystery. And that mystery is that Christ himself is present, and his life passes into us and becomes ours. You often hear the phrase, you know, life is a journey, right? And it's true, life is a journey. And just like the Israelites of old journeyed through the wilderness, we all journey through the wilderness of life. And just as the desert heat beat down on the Israelites for all those years, we live in this broken world, this sinful world, under the heat of sin and death that are beating down on us each day. They were waiting to enter the promised land. And we are waiting also for a promised land. Not Canaan, but heaven. On that journey through the wilderness, God provided for all their needs. And now no matter how crazy or bad life may be for you in this wilderness of life, you don't have to wonder, well, where can I find help? And who's going to provide for me? Because you find help where Christ breaks open his word, and where he offers holy food at this altar. That's how he feeds us spiritually, through his word and through his sacraments. There's nothing, you know, like the smell of freshly baked bread. It's an aroma that, like I said, can fill a whole house. So may bread always remind you of God's rich love and bounty for you. Bread is certainly a promised treasure. Not only does it remind you of Jesus, who gave up his body on the cross for you, it also reminds you of who you are now. In our words before we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we say, and as this grain has been gathered from many fields and into one loaf, and these grapes from many hills into one cup, grant, O Lord, that your whole church may soon be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. And so you see, just as numerous grains of wheat grow and are ground up to make one loaf of bread, we, although we are many, become one people by taking the bread of Christ at his communion table. Through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, his body broken for you, his blood shed for your sins, and your faith and your trust in him, you are forgiven. You are baked into a new image on Easter. And as believers and as followers of Christ, we are a new loaf. We are a new creation. We are the body of Christ. And until Jesus comes again, may you always long for the bread which only God offers you in his Son, Jesus Christ, the bread of life. And yes, daily bread, it gets stale. And it's here today and it's gone tomorrow. But the bread of life, Jesus, lasts forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that your Son Jesus is the bread of life that nurtures us and feeds us spiritually, that we will never hunger in a spiritual way when we eat the bread of life. And today, as we celebrate the Lord's Supper and remember the feast that he instituted, and as we take that bread and drink that juice, may it truly remind us of who you are and who your Son Jesus is. And may we again all today experience the bread of life. We ask it in his name. Amen.